Okay. Couple notes here that Kevin gave me, which are all good. The off-season program has been good. We're done. I feel like we got the most we could have gotten out of it, you know, the 9-week program. And then again, in the 10 OTAs and the mini camp here, I thought our guys maxed everything out. Our coaches did a great job. We're as far along as we could be at this point in time. And now the next phase, which is rest, recovery, and preparation for training camp. You know, this was the preparation time for training camp. So we'll build from that. The rookies are heading to the symposium for what that's worth to you. Injured players, Capron Lewis-Moore had a hamstring grab chasing Tyrod yesterday. Wasn't a pull. You can all imagine how that could happen, chasing Tyrod. Cody and Ja haven't changed, and Kamir Aiken. Kamir, he's got a little Achilles strain, so we held him out. And then I think Jace Davis tweaked his ankle today, so nothing serious there. And just the last thing is the competition has been really great, I mean, for our football team. We got a lot of competition to make the team, a lot of competition for different starting spots. I think we've got a deep 90-man roster, which gives us a chance to improve and be our best through training camp. Okay.
John, I'm writing a story on Darryl Smith. Last year, could you have asked for much more from a guy coming into a new system, replacing Ray Lewis and leading the team in tackles?
Yeah, Darryl did a great job. I think everything expected and more, you know, from Darryl last year. And now the expectation. I mean, we knew he was a really good player. We thought he would play well for us, but – you know, all the intangibles, too. You just don't really know a guy until you have him. So played every snap for us on defense. And, you know, it's quite an accomplishment in and of itself. Played at a high level.
Ray Rice met with Goodell earlier in the week. Does the team know of any timetable of when some resolution might come?
Not to my knowledge. I'm not aware of any timetable on that at all.
Right around draft time, it's the stated goal of the guys upstairs to get younger. Every year they talk about getting younger. You've only got 8 guys over 30 now. So how different does that feel?
Well, we're definitely younger. You know, that's the nature of it. You know, there's always a cycle of life, so to speak, in the National Football League and in life. And I'm excited about our young guys. We've got good young players who like football. They're sturdy guys. You know, they practice. They can stack days on top of days, and that's how you improve. So, you know, we'll see when the real plays start flying. I was going to use an analogy there. I decided it wouldn't be appropriate. You know, with NFL policies being what they are, we'll stay away from the obvious analogy that I was going to make.
John, given the off-season issues, did your message change with them now, given they got 5 weeks off on their own? You know, your message to the team, say, I don't want to hear from it. And is it any different this year than it was, say, in previous years?
No, I mean, it's always the same high standard. You know, we always have the same high standard for our guys, and it's the same message, and there's always an emphasis, different types of emphasis on different things, and we've emphasized what we need to with our guys. We have good, really good guys, guys that football matters to them, and you know, the more it matters to you, I would think the less inclined you are to do anything that would jeopardize that.
And also as part of that message, staying out of trouble, staying in shape.
Oh, of course. I mean, you know, we're going to be back here, and I don't know if it's 5 weeks. I think it's a little less than that this year, but we expect them to come back in tip-top shape, just like we expect them to come to this mini camp in tip-top shape, because we will start practicing full speed, and they're going to need to be ready for it.
John, I know stuff can change, but at this point, does it look good for several of the players that were either limited participants or non-participants in this camp to be ready for training camp?
I'd say it looks really good for almost all those guys. You know, specifically, I don't want to get into one guy because then I'll say he looks good and then something will happen and he won't make it. I mean, a lot of it has to do with setbacks. You know, no setbacks between now and then. That's part of the off-season deal, too.
Was it good for you to be out here? You know, with every practice you put last year behind you, not that 8-8's bad, but it's not up to your standards.
I don't know. I mean, to me it's just, you know, just keep hammering it. You know, it's good for us, you know, to hear it. Just keep beating the crap out of us with it. That's good for us. It's okay. It motivates us, you know.
John, what have you seen?
Darian looks good. Yeah, Darian's done a nice job. You watched the whole secondary back there today. I think it was a good indication, you know, where we're at with it. They're calling the plays. Very few mistakes back there. I thought Darian and Matt took charge. Jeremy Miles is playing very well, took charge. So the safeties, the whole secondary is looking good.
Have you seen enough out of the corners who are trying out to think maybe one of them might stick?
Well, we better have. I mean, you know, these guys are gracious enough to come in for 3 full days of a mini camp on a trial basis, and guys who have a pedigree in the NFL. And I would say those guys acquitted themselves very well. They look really good. You know, we don't have enough roster spots for everybody, but we'll sign a couple guys, and then we'll keep a couple guys on speed dial, and we'll see where we're at.
You think that'll be today or just days to come?
Yeah, today or days to come. Does that clear it up? Right. Dexter's a very good athlete. I mean, he's got size, speed. He's a tough guy. Good hand-eye coordination. Coming from a smaller school, he's had more to learn, I think. He's done a pretty good job with it, but that's always a challenge with a young guy like that.
From the first OTA till maybe the past couple of practices, have you seen a comfort level with Joe and the new offense?
Yeah, no comfort. We don't have any comfort levels here, We want to be comfortable in discomfort. Joe's playing very well. I mean, that's the thing. I think at this stage, he's playing very well. I'd love to see him against another defense today. I mean, if we were allowed to scrimmage somebody, we'd have had a scrimmage out here, and we'd know more. But he looks good.
The joint practices you'll have with
you just thought of that. I said somebody else out here. You just thought of that question off, did you?
How do you think that'll go, and how excited are you about that?
I think it'll go well. I think it's going to be great to have Niners in here. I mean, that's probably arguably one of the top two, obviously. They're obviously one of the top two teams in the National Football League last year. Some people think they're the best. Probably the Niners feel that way. So we're glad to have them in here. We'll bring maybe we should have the Seahawks in here. I don't know. We want to go against the best. So we're going to get out here for 4 days against those guys and get after it and test ourselves and try to become a better football team.
How crowded is it going to be out here with two teams?
How crowded is it going to be?
I don't know. Does that concern you?
Well, we got lots of fields. I'm not worried about it.
What about them stealing some of your secrets?
Like cafeteria secrets, recipes for how we do
observing
casseroles.
Next year will you be going out to San Francisco? Is that part of the deal?
We will go back to San Francisco at some point in time, probably next year. Yeah. Yeah, see if it works out. Yeah. Yeah, we're looking forward to it. I mean, it's can we keep with one yet? I go from how many is it gonna be too crowded out here to have the Niners out here. We could probably put another field out there. Talk to Steve about that. He's here today. But, we're going to go back out there at some point in time. It's something that, I'm excited about the fact that we've never done it before. We are going against a program that we understand what they're all about. So we're not bringing some program in here that we don't trust, that doesn't believe in the things we believe in as far as hard work. It's going to be a program that mirrors what we're trying to do as far as working hard. To me, that's really important. And I think we'll both get better as a result. And hopefully the two head coaches won't get locked in any kind of death grip, and we'll be okay. Dad will be breaking up all fights between the head coaches.
This is your own kind of personal downtime, then the grind gets crazy again. Do you have any, family, personal plans that you're excited about this
yes,
time you have off?
Yes, we have lots of plans that I'm really excited about with my family. Can't wait to get together with them. I couldn't understand the question.
Any hints? Any...
No hints. No hints. No hints.
John, you were pleased how Kelechi Assembly got through practice. How he looked this week? I know.
Yes, very pleased with Kelechi. Very pleased with everything he's done, and looking forward to putting the pads on. I think Kelechi, as good as he looked in shorts, is going to look even better in pads.
John, if you had to grade the whole camp the last 3 days.
I don't have to. See, that's a good thing. I don't have to put a grade on it. We will know when we line up against San Francisco where we're at. Until then, you really don't know. All right? Thanks. Okay.
All right.
See you in 4 weeks.